This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, now this is it. This is where I'm at. Can't let me down. I got a reset year in my head. No one's letting me down here. My feet are firmly planted in this. I'm on the ground here.
Who is this?
It's the Eagles. Very apt.
The Eagles, you?
No, I'm talking about, what's the name of the song? That's what I meant. I'm
Peaceful,
sorry.
Easy Feeling.
Oh,
my That's goodness. How I'm feeling this morning as we get set for a reset year. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Are you bracing yourself for an Eagles reset this year? They've lost a lot of good players this week. They've replaced them with some guys. We'll get to some of the names, including the two they brought in yesterday as we go through the show today. And look, they're all fine players, and I bet one or two ends up starting and helps this team. But I'm bracing myself for a reset year. It feels like the Eagles are trying to get their cap right, prioritize the future, not get locked into some contracts they might regret in a year or two. And that probably will lead to a team that is good but not great next year and maybe sets them up for future years. I'm okay with it. I've arrived where you guys wanted me to be, but I guess still people are frustrated. 215-592-9494. Hugh is not accepting this reality of a reset year.
Oh, it's not.
And Kyle, I think, is still holding out hope that that's not where we're at and we're going to have a big deal at some point here for a big-time playmaker. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. But first, Ross Tucker, he on his podcast said something that should give everyone hope that this is not a reset year. Ross Tucker, earlier this week, talking about the Eagles, the roster they still have, the players that they still have here. Here's Ross talking about what's still on the Eagles roster.
Everybody relax, Howie's got this. I think most of you guys knew this was going to happen. We all knew Milton Williams, Josh Sweat were going to go elsewhere. Kudos to both of them. Well-deserved huge contracts. The reality is Milton was never the Eagles' best defensive tackle. And they have three guys, Jordan Davis, Ajumma, and Jalen freaking Carter, that will be back next year. For Sweat, you have Nolan Smith. You have Jalix Hunt. The Isaiah Rodgers one surprised me a little bit, but the Eagles really like Kelee Ringo. It was close between those two guys. Ringo going into year three. Remember this. The Eagles have their entire offense, except for right guard, under contract, and their best at least five players on defense off the top of my head under contract for multiple years. They're still in a very, very good place. Trust me.
Well, they're still in a good place for long term. For next year, I think they're going to have more of a reset. I just want to say one thing off of what Ross said and a lot of what we've heard this week about Milton Williams. So Ross just said there Milton Williams was not their best defensive tackle. Hugh, obviously that's true, right? It's Jalen Carter. But like, isn't that the equivalent of saying if the Phillies lost Aaron Nola, it's okay? He's not Zach Wheeler. Like, is he still good? They lost a good player. I never thought he was the best. No one with a brain thinks Aaron Nola is better than Zach Wheeler, right? No one with a brain thinks Milton Williams is better than Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. They still lost a good player.
Yeah, but you have to look at it like this. And what I think, what I have to do for you is clean it up what Ross is saying a little bit. When you look at defenders and you look at personnel decisions, especially when you talk about the defensive line, you try to do matchups. And to give you an example of this, I remember when I was here, we drafted Corey Simon. And initially in training camp, me and Corey played on the same side of the ball. And as we got closer to the season, they moved Hollis over there and put Corey on the other side to kind of balance it out a little bit.
Sure.
You know what I mean? To allow him, because a lot of times, Ross talked about it when we were at McGurk's. They slid the protection my way. So with that being said, that was like 3 to 4 people on one side of the ball, and you don't want both of your pass rushes on one side. You want to try to balance it out a little bit. So that way, you guarantee the other guy to get the one-on-one and have success. Milton Williams, I say all that to say that Milton Williams took advantage of the situations that he was put in playing opposite of Jalen, and he was able to take advantage of his one-on-one.
So I understand that, and I don't doubt that that Jalen Carter helped Milton Williams be good, right? It worked together. Jalen's talent.
In concert, yes.
Yes. But I would feel, I guess I would feel the way a lot of people do if Milton Williams got a 1-year, $6 million deal. Like the whole league knows this, that Jalen Carter helped him, and yet the whole league looked at him and said, he's worth a lot of money on his own.
But that's what happens in free agency. Another example I use is Javon Hargrave. You look at the contract that he got when he left. He got a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for him, they didn't have the personnel that allowed him to have the success that he had here.
He was also older.
Well, a little bit older, but still, you gotta have people and teams make these mistakes. You got to have the personnel on your roster that allows him to do some of the things that he did here. Now, that remains to be seen. I'm not trying to take a dump on Milt and say he's gonna be bad, anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But going to New England and getting the type of money that he got, he's going to be looked at differently from the league. He's going to be the guy. He's going to take on the double teams. They're going to make sure that he's a guy that doesn't get to the quarterback because of the way he was paid.
Yeah.
Now, if New England's smart, they got to get somebody to pair with him.
Yeah, well,
to take some of that pressure off of him.
Yep, and we'll see how he does. That will be the next stage. 215-592-9494. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year with the Philadelphia Eagles after the first week of free agency? All right, before we go back to the phones, though, so, Hugh, usually on Friday, we have fun with Tri-Day, right? It's a Tri-Day, and we ask for suggestions for different things. Well, Hugh, we're going to do something a little different because this is a big weekend in the sports world. By Sunday is Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament. But for us, this weekend and the beginning of next week is actually the time to get ready for the bracket of Hughes. We've talked about this for like 6 months, that we have so many different versions of Hugh Douglas that we're going to put a bracket out there and see how people vote. So today, on the line, a $100 gift card to Sunoco. We're giving away today $100 of gas Sunoco. Here's what we're looking for. Give us a Hugh, a version of Hugh Douglas, because we're basically, Kyle and I are the committee, right? We're putting together this bracket, and we need to have, by, I would say, sometime early next week, a bracket of 64 Hughes. And this is like the last few spots. We need to get the right Hughes in this bracket, Kyle. We have our one seeds. Everyone knows about plant-based Hugh. I mean, that guy is a clear one seed, but there's so many Hughes, and there's probably some, Kyle, that you and I have forgotten about. Some of the audience knows.
And even some that like popped into my head this morning that we sort of last minute added to the list. And I mean, one comes up pretty much every week. Now, the 4-1 seeds that we have, I think that we've settled on so far, these could change, but we have plant-based Hugh.
Oh, that's a clear one.
Tongue-tied Hugh.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like just about every single day on the show. We have Told You So Douglas.
Oh, he's been on fire.
He's on an absolute heater. And Spin Dr. Douglas, which is another one that's been on a heater. So we're looking for a new version of Hugh. I mean, we have about 63. We need one more, but if one comes in that we think is better than some of the other ones, you know, we'll move one out, put one in. This is like the NIT, where you can get yourself, you can punch your ticket to the tournament.
Your favorite, most creative, most interesting, or maybe a Hugh we forgot about. Basically, when you call in, give us a version of Hugh Douglas. There's so many out there. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. We got JT in Langhorne, who's up on WIP. Hey, JT.
What's up, brothers? How y'all feeling?
What's
JT,
going on,
what's
Happy
up?
Friday.
Happy Friday, JT. What's up?
Now, see, I love this part of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, Julio. Because we got, you know, the Cameron on them, Doom and Gloom, Jack. All you guys, you know, y'all flip-flop. Y'all Doom and Eagles during the offseason, and then come the season, you'll be like, oh, no, Super Bowl, we're going to go. Like, no. So, like my man said here earlier, stay on one side. I want to make a wager with you, Julio. I'll make a wager. Can you make a wager?
Well, we could do something for charity, or you can make me look silly. We're not gonna do real money, JT. I don't want to take your money. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to take my money either, because you ain't gonna take it.
So hold up, but before you go on, and you could have your full call, and we need your hue as well at the end. So, okay. But JT, information changes. My opinion's going to change. Like, I could be wrong, and if they start off 15-0 next year, then I'm wrong, and then I'll say, wow, they're the best team. But as of today, I feel like they've lost a lot. They're not bringing in a lot of significant players yet, and it feels like they're resetting here. That's all.
Yeah, but it was the same thing last year when we lost Hassan Reddick. That was doom and gloom then, too.
Well, that was. But, JT, let's not pretend that this was like last year. Day one last year, they signed Saquon Barkley. Like, they were going for it. This year's the opposite of that.
Well, guess what? We re-signed Saquon Barkley. We re-signed Zach Vaughn. Nobody knew Zach Vaughn would be who he was this year. We didn't predict that.
Mm-hmm.
We thought linebacker was a big hole. We didn't think we have a first-team all-pro linebacker.
Sure.
And now we got one going back to the next season. We did not know that going into last year. I'm confident. I'm predicting 14-3 again. Yes, the defense did lose. C.J. Garner was a huge subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm confident, you know, we got picks, man. You can replace them in the first round. So I want that first round pick to be a safety now that we lost C.J.
It might have to be. And there's a couple. I know the kids from South Carolina, the kid from Georgia, and they love the Georgia kids. So maybe they do that,
Georgia
JT. Kid. Yeah, because that.
Yeah, I like the Georgia kids.
Me too. That position, that does worry me because, you know, we know they either have really good safeties like him or Malcolm, or they don't have very good safeties some years.
No, agreed. You want my hue?
Yes. Give us a hue.
I mean, next time y'all be out, so I want to meet up with y'all. I got to hang out with Hugh. Hugh's a funny guy. That's my boy.
Well, it depends what Hugh is there.
It's not that great.
What do you got, JT?
Edible Hugh.
Edible Hugh. Well, that's one. Sometimes when we're out, you see Edible Hugh.
So
yeah.
You see Edible Hugh every time we're out.
Good call, JT.
We do have High Hugh.
Yeah, you could call, JT. So is that the same thing?
I mean... Yeah, that's the purpose, right?
Now, should we rename High Hugh to Edible Hugh?
Edible Hugh, yeah, sure.
Which one do you like better? I mean, you're part of this.
Either or fits. Fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fits.
Well, I mean, Edible High Hugh is why we had Sleepy Hugh at the draft a few years ago.
I mean, High Hugh's got the alliteration, you know.
Like that's right. I do like High Hugh on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Violet is in Virginia on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hey, how are you guys? Hey,
good, Violet. What's up?
I kind of misunderstood the question at first. So I think we are going to be fine. I really do. I don't think this is a reset year. I think it's just going to look a little different. I don't have a problem. This is what I'm envisioning. Mm-hmm. Because we spent more money on the offense, I think the offense is going to be much more explosive. I think our defense may take a little dive. We may not be the number one defense, but if we become the number one offense and maybe we drop one or two spots in the defense, I think that's going to balance it out. I mean, we still have I know DeJean is signed, but we have Mitchell. We have Vaughn. Becton is still a question on the line. We have an amazing offensive line. I really think that we're going to be just fine. It's just going to look a little different, and that's okay. And I also think it's long-term. I think Howie, and I love this, I think he's looking at big picture down the road.
Violet, I think he is too. I mean, I think that's really the crux of this isn't so much that they didn't want to keep these players or they didn't think they were that good. I think the reality is they know they've already spent a lot on offense, and soon they're going to pay Jalen Carter, they're going to pay Nolan Smith, they're going to pay Quinyon Mitchell. So they're just kind of making big decisions here.
I love that.
And I think big picture, like it's really going to help them get to a Super Bowl again soon. I'm just not sure if it's this coming season.
I think he may just look a little different, that's all, and I'm cool with that.
Well, you know what we're all cool with, and Violet, good phone call. We're all cool with winning. I mean, Hugh, if they win with more offense and less defense.
Nobody's going to complain about it.
No, I mean, you will. Yeah, I mean, we'll hear from I Told You So, Douglas.
I'll keep him under that.
Stop. Don't be bashful, Hugh. If they win next year with the top offense and a lesser defense, you're going to say you were right the whole time. I mean,
Not the whole time. I'll probably let it be known that, you know, I tried to tell y'all. I probably say that.
There it is. Yeah, I told you so. Douglas, this is why he's...
One seat.
Yeah, a high seat in this bracket here. As I look at the list, and I mean, we literally have, I mean, dozens of Hugh Douglases here that I'm looking at in front of me. I forgot about some of these. And then some, really have just entered this conversation lately, you know, lately in the last few weeks, I would say. I mean, Hugh, you told us the story about your living situation up in New York when you were with the Jets. That led to Rabbi Douglas, who made it. The great Reverend Douglas is one of my favorites. We haven't seen the great Reverend Douglas since Picture Day last year.
Yeah, that was a Picture Day.
Day. Is that the last time you wore that suit?
Well, yeah, you know, I only got like three or four of them, so I got to make sure that when I put them on, they're for like special occasions and stuff. You know.
Of course. Jeff in Wilmington's up. What's up, Jeff?
Aspiring actor Hugh Douglas.
Oh.
We have D-list Douglas.
Yeah, would you consider that the same as different as D-list Douglas?
Should have been A-list.
Right now D-list. Yeah, you got to get a part somewhere else and move up the
street. I know. Well, he tries to tell us that he's too busy to take these roles.
I'm too busy to take these roles, man. They're calling every day, dog. They blow my phone up. I've been too busy.
They're calling somebody every day. I don't know about you.
And they call me every day. Every day.
All right. So, Joe, every day I got to brace myself for what level of insanity you're on. Now, you're not insane today. You're kind of in the middle.
I think I'm very calm today. Very level-headed today.
Yeah, that's why I got you in the middle. Okay. Normally you're up above that. So by saying it's a reset, are you saying you have no aspirations of the Eagles even making the Super Bowl this year?
Like no, I wouldn't say none. There's a chance. I think they've elevated Jeff to such a high level in terms of NFL franchises that I'd be shocked if they're bad, barring significant, like the whole offensive line gets wiped out. Like, I'd be shocked. So they have a higher baseline than most teams. So, yeah, of course. I mean, I think they'll be in the playoffs, you know, a playoff team. So I should have some level of hope they can make the Super Bowl. I don't view it the way I did down the stretch last year, which it became clear they were one of the two or three or four best teams, and it was a matter of would they do it. Yeah, I don't view it the same.
Yeah, so there's only so much money to go around. I mean, Howie can manipulate all he wants, but at the end, there's only so much money to go around, and obviously they put majority of their money or a good portion of their money on the offense. So I'm not looking at it as a reset, more of a restructuring of the money to be better prepared for the next two or three years, like you said earlier. That's where I'm at. I still think they're one of the best teams in football, even before the draft, because I think you guys said it earlier, a lot of these teams that have improved are the lower level teams. The upper level teams haven't done much.
They haven't. It's been an odd kind of free agency where the bottom teams look like they're getting to be pretty good or decent, and then the top teams are either losing some or they're just kind of staying level.
More of a balancing out than anything.
Yeah, no, so, it does feel that way. Jeff, good phone call. I get that when it comes to that. I part of this, too, and Kyle, you said earlier you're waiting to see maybe they still will do something. They have all these picks they could trade.
Yeah, patience, Joe.
Well, that's a hallmark of the show, NWIP. Typically, when the Eagles make big runs, it's in the off season where they've done something big. Yeah. They push, and they're not pushing. Like that's, I think, can we all agree on that? They're not pushing now.
They haven't yet.
Yeah.
Right? And I think the reality of it is we're not going to use all these draft picks on just mid-round players.
Like,
that's just not how Howie usually does things.
And most teams that are trying to win don't have 20 rookies.
Correct. Something tells me that they might be loading up for a little bit of something.
Well, then maybe it won't be a reset year anymore. But today,
that's why we got to be patient.
What, patient? Do you know where you are?
Do you know what we're talking about? I'm always a patient person.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Well, always.
Here's what I'm not patient about, this bracket, because Hutology is in my head right now. I'm trying to. Oh, we got to give away this gift card. $100 here to Sunoco. Best one we get today will win this gift card.
I have an early leader in the clubhouse just from Twitter.
Oh, what is it? Do you want to give it away?
Yeah.
Okay. What, so give me one that you saw that you like.
Dump button Douglas.
Oh. I'm right.
Why has Hassan Reddick been on four other freaking football examples. Teams? Yeah. Give examples.
You know, if people just casually listen, they must think that you are cursing up a storm every day. You're a problem over there.
No, listen. This is what happens. It's not my fault. It's your fault. It's you people's fault.
Oh. That was another one we got. It's you people Douglas. So.
That's a high C.
It's you people's.
Yeah, you people.
I've gotten so comfortable in my conversation with you. Hell, I told you about my brother in jail doing the penitentiary pushing. I'm telling all my business. I just sit here. And I think that I'm at home, and then, you know, you say stuff, you say comfortable words that you use at home. Because that was one of the, like, you know how you get to talking, and you be like, damn, they overshared on that one a little bit. But it's like, oh, we're here now. I mean, hell, we family.
It sounds to me like that Douglas meets excuse maker Douglas, because that's what you're making right now. Excuses for your language. All right, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Phil is up on WIP. Hey, Phil.
How are you?
Good, Phil. What's up?
We got the under the radar Ivy League U.
Oh, I do like that.
That's a good one with his Harvard studies.
And conclusive studies.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, that's basically just, that's Harvard Hugh, which we don't have written down on.
Yeah. Phil, that's a really good one. That's got a real chance to make this tournament. All right, Phil, what do you got on the Eagles?
Well, his knowledge and his experience are underappreciated, and they're overshadowed by his energy and enthusiasm. But
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's a kind way to put it. Yeah, yeah.
it's the truth.
Yeah.
Football players get excited, and they got energy that it's tough to match. And when he gets going, you know, it overshadows his intelligence and all that stuff.
I like down, that. That is a good way to put it. I do like that. Phil, do you think this is a reset year or no?
Winner, chicken dinner. No, it's not a reset year. It's a retool year. You're using the words wrong. It's a retool.
Semantics.
How he's going to retool.
All right, so I like that. It's a different way to say something similar. Is he going to retool to be as great, or retool to be not quite as great, but an eye on the future?
Better.
They're going to, hold on, Phil. You think they're going to be a better team next year than we just saw?
Yes.
I mean, do you realize how hard that is to do? I mean, they'd have to go 15-2 or
16-1. That's denial.
I mean, like, I mean, it'd be amazing, and it'd be one of the greatest.
Especially when you talk about the performance in the
Super
Bowl.
It'd be one of the greatest two-year stretches in the history of pro football.
I'm just telling you, they have the horses and the professionals to do it. And with all the draft picks, they're going to be fine. He's going to manipulate something that they fill the gaps. They have, on the defensive side of the ball, they're going to be completely fine. They got DeJean and 27 and 53 who are ready to go. Every level, they have a leader. So they're not going to have a problem there. They're just going to fill in the gaps. Now, they lost a lot of people. It happens when you have a championship team. But Fangio is not the reincarnated Jim Johnson, but he's pretty darn good.
Well, he's amazing, and he's the best one we've seen here since Jim. Phil, I hope you're dead right. That'd be, if they're better than they were last year,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, fun. I mean, we're talking about...
That'd be freaking awesome.
Well, yeah. How about this? If they're better than they were last year, is it crazy to say they go undefeated? I mean, they basically went undefeated after September. If the one game they lost was the game that they lost when Jalen got knocked out.
I know you want to tie, you know, wins and losses to it, but I think, you know, if you're better, you're going to be better. I think the most growth that you can have is going to be on the offensive side.
Sure, they have more to grow there.
Because I'm like, you know, you talk about that defense, man. It's going to be kind of hard. And I think that's what most people think when they think of better. It's going to be hard to top the way that defense plays.
I know.
I mean, that's just being, just keeping it a bean. It's going to be hard to top that.
And they will play, just look at the schedule. They're going to play more.
A tougher schedule.
They're going to play more. And then they played some really good quarterbacks last year. I don't want to make it sound like they didn't. Jaden Daniels, very good. Burrow, Lamar. But I believe next year they play both. They play Mahomes and Allen next year.
Yeah.
And I think they play Herbert as well. I got to look at that if they play the whole AFC West. But they play some good quarterbacks 6 years as well. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, back to your phone calls here. We need a version of Hugh Douglas to fill out this bracket. Give us a Hugh. There's so many. I mean, Blind Faith Hugh is a good one. I mean, I'm looking at this list. Plant-based is our number one overall
seed. Do nothing, Douglas.
That he really fits in.
You know
in.
My favorite one is one of my favorites just because of the name alone? Mm. Scrooge McDouglas.
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
Christmas. Yeah, Christmas is a scam.
Yeah, I know, right? Especially when December rolls around, we're all in the holiday spirit, and here comes Scrooge McDouglas. All right, are you bracing yourself for a reset year? I've come to terms with it. Hugh is not. Kyle's in denial. Plus, the Eagles did make a few signings yesterday. We'll talk about them and what they mean next. All the players they brought in this week. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This week, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is bringing you the Dog of the Day Profit Boost Token. One of the best parts of the tourney is when an underdog takes center powerhouse. And right now, those upsets could get even better Because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a prop boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. UConn, I don't think they're going quietly here in their defense. I think they're going to go far and maybe even win the Big East tournament. You've been waiting to join FanDuel. There's no better time. App is easy to use. When you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with the prop boost. Because after all, anything could happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.